AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Criminal charges against a powerful Democratic senator, and he's promising a fight. New Jersey's Bob Menendez will be in federal court in Newark today, accused of accepting almost $1 million in gifts and campaign contributions from a friend in exchange for political favors. He says he didn't do anything wrong, and he's going to fight this.
I'm angry because prosecutors at the Justice Department don't know the difference between friendship and corruption and have chosen to twist my duties as a senator and my friendship into something that is improper.
Senator Menendez says his political enemies are out to get him. Governor Jerry Brown is warning Californians that drought may be the new normal. He says cities and towns must cut their water use by 25%. Gary Whitlock lives in Orange County and says residents don't take the drought seriously.
You see people that just run water all the time, people that are watering their lawns, parks, for example, that aren't using recycled water. There's a lot of things that need to change. I think that a lot of people need to make some serious changes, and they're not doing it yet.
Governor Brown is calling the drought historic. Lawmakers in Arkansas hope to come up with a final religious freedom bill today that the governor can sign. Critics say the early bill allowed businesses to discriminate against gays and lesbians. Governor Asa Hutchinson asked lawmakers to change it after a nationwide outcry about that bill and a similar one in Indiana. Overseas now to Kenya, where gunmen attacked a university, killing at least two people and wounding 29 others. It looks like Islamic militants based in neighboring Somalia, though there's no official word yet on who is behind this. Iran and the U.S. say they are making progress at the nuclear talks in Switzerland. Negotiators hoping to agree on the outline of a deal on Tehran's nuclear activities. This is AP Radio News. One McDonald's employee calls it a PR stunt. McDonald's is raising pay for its employees, but only some of them will get the pay bump. Here's our Ed Donahue.
The raise will go to about 90,000 workers at restaurants owned by McDonald's. That's about 10% of the more than 14,000 locations. The rest are run by franchisees. And McDonald's says they make their own decisions on pay and benefits. McDonald's is following the lead of other major companies like Walmart, who have raised pay as the economy picks up, making it harder to find reliable help. McDonald's has also been dealing with negative publicity from ongoing demonstrations demanding pay of $15 an hour and a union. I'm Ed Donahue.
Then there's J.C. Huizenga in Michigan, who sold his two factories and shared the profits with employees, some of whom got $50,000. He said he just thought it was the right thing to do. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.